Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I almost just said final hour, Chris. I'm used to being so magnificent behind the... What, Chris? I'm used to being so magnificent behind the microphone that the time just flies, but I don't know. Maybe I'm sucking it up today. Now, remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Quote, change is coming that hasn't happened in 100 years, and we are driving this change together. That's what Xi told Vladimir Putin today. I'm not going to dwell on this because what good does it do? What are you supposed to do? Our nation is, we're focused on things like this.
LGBTQ plus rights are human rights. We, again, back to the earlier question, are never going to shy away or be bashful about speaking up for those rights and for individuals to live as they deem fit, as they want to live. And that's something that's a core part of our foreign policy, and it will remain so.
Yeah, I was thinking about this today. We're going to move on. I'm going to do my email thing here in a second. So I promised you I would do it, and I've been neglectful, and we'll get to the Air Force stuff a little later. But I was thinking about this today, that Iran and North Korea and China and Russia and Venezuela, who has the largest deposits of oil on the planet, that they are forming a coalition that is focused, because we actually have some details now about the Russian-Chinese thing. They're forming a coalition that is actually focused on oil and gas. You know what powers the world. They're focused on oil and gas, and they're focused on manufacturing and keeping each other afloat, treating each other right. China's going to step in when Russia needs it. Russia will step in when China needs it. That we have this coalition forming that is a juggernaut, mega powerful. The United States of America, we're forming coalitions with European countries, with tiny militaries, to tackle climate change and make sure the world's more gay.
LGBTQ plus rights are human rights. We, again, back to the earlier question, are never going to shy away or be bashful about speaking up for those rights and for individuals to live as they deem fit, as they want to live. And that's something that's a core part of our foreign policy, and it will remain so.
Oh, good. Good. I have one more little tidbit to give you. And then we're going to get to some emails because the news is so dark and sometimes I just can't do it. I have now had this from several different places. I do not have actual confirmation yet, but I think what I have so far is confirmation because Southwest still hasn't confirmed it. But this is from Mr. Josh Yoder, but he's not the only one out there. I'm being notified by passengers on a Southwest flight departing Las Vegas that the captain became incapacitated soon after takeoff this morning. He was removed from the flight deck and replaced by a non-Southwest pilot who was commuting on that flight. This is now the fifth pilot incapacitation that I'm aware of in the past 2 weeks. I will post more details as they become available. So, enjoy that little trip you got planned coming up. If your pilot doesn't die of a heart attack mid-flight, he probably doesn't even know how to fly because they hired him for as a diversity hire. Or her, I guess I should say. You know what? Let's get to some emails. Let's just move on. Almighty part-time worker. That's not nice. All right. I'm your average Joe. I make around $84K a year in profit from our business. Self-employed, three daughters. I voted for Trump twice. I'm tired of losing. Since 2018, Trump has only lost. Support for Fauci and the vax, lockdowns, McConnell, Romney's, Graham, Georgia debacle, terrible hires, throwing the January Sixers under the bus, asking his diehards to protest again, etc. We have lost 10 Senate seats, 25 House seats, and the presidency under his leadership. I am already tired of hearing about Trump, having a hard time even seeing me vote for him in the election if he wins the primary. I can't imagine where he is going to get new voters from. His only saving grace is a terrible economy and Biden sucks. Both were true in 2020. He says, regards, P.S. I'm running for school board and I will win. Yes, you will win and good for you. Let's pause on this for 1 second. There's some hard truths in there, obviously. You can't deny the GOP losses have been large for a while. And you can't deny that Democrats who live and die with poll numbers and focus group testing and words and things like that, Democrats very clearly think Trump is bad for us and good for them. You know that because you've seen, how many times have you seen extreme MAGA, MAGA Republicans, MAGA, 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 Trump, that they won't stop talking about Trump no matter what. Well, these people don't talk about anything unless they polled it, unless they focus grouped it. Clearly, they think Trump hurts us and helps them. That said, I think people get a little bit too ahead of themselves with the Trump can't win again stuff. And this is what I mean. I'm not faulting you for how you think, but this is what I mean. He won before. He did win before. We're saying he can't do something he's already done. Now, if you're responding to me for that with times of change, I would agree with you that people are tired of a lot of the stuff. I would agree with you. Yes, I agree with a lot of these criticisms. I've voiced some of these things, but I don't think I'm at the place where I would ever say Trump can't win. Look, if Trump wins the primary, which I think is, I don't know if I'm ready to say likely. It's what I would bet on if I had to bet. If Trump wins the primary and he's the nominee, Trump is probably going to be going up against Joe Biden again with a free-falling economy, a free-falling dollar. God only knows what's going to be happening in Russia, Ukraine by that point in time. The events of the planet may usher in Trump Part 2, even if he happens to be unpopular with suburban moms or these independents or that independents. I understand people who are tired of it. I've brought this up before. You know what? I brought this up before, and I think this is a good comparison, which I'm glad I think that considering I came up with it. Andrew Dice Clay, the comedian, you probably heard of him. If you're old enough, you definitely remember him. But if what's wild is if you're young, if you're like Chris's age, you maybe have heard of him. You probably haven't seen his stand-up act. Chris, I'm sure, has because Chris lives for comedy, but you probably haven't seen his stand-up act. Well, anybody who's my age would think that's insane because why? For a time, Andrew Dice Clay was the biggest thing in comedy by mile. For a time. But he's not Jerry Seinfeld. He's not Jay Leno. He's not one of these guys with his style that is going to last forever. It was so bombastic, so over the top, so this. Jerry Seinfeld can make serial jokes 10 years from now and they'll be funny. Andrew Dice Clay, the first time you hear it, hey, everybody do playing the New York Goomba thing. It's funny. It's hilarious. The first time and the second time, the 10th time, I'm kind of over the jokes. They're not as good anymore. There's a chance that's what Trump is going through right now. But if Team Trump is listening, and I know they are because they are super angry with me about going off about the January 6th protesters thing the other day. By the way, Team Trump, I don't care. But anyway, if Team Trump is listening, I will say, if you're Trump and you're listening, you need to fire some people. If you're Team Trump and you're listening, you probably need to quit because Donald Trump's team right now sucks. This is not something I'm guessing on. I had a long conversation with actually someone on his team for an hour earlier today on the phone. I never talked to anybody on the phone for an hour. And we were talking about the ins and the outs of the race and the good and the bad. And this person couldn't have been more frank that Trump's team now is the worst he's ever had. It's worse than 2016. It's worse than the losers that were surrounding him in the White House. He's got bad people around him, but it's fine. He's got time. But it's time to start shedding some of that dead weight. You got to dump those people. There are real quality people out there who are on Team Trump. They're on America First. They want what he wants. He's got actually a bunch of losers and rhinos on there who don't even like him. They're just kind of bleeding him for a paycheck right now. He's got to dump that. He's got some dead weight he needs to dump. There's no question about that. And you've heard me say that before. He's made some real unforced errors that a good team would have stopped. Like when he came out and blasted DeSantis before the midterm election, called him a name. That could have waited 48 hours and it would have been, you couldn't wait 48 hours. Nobody held that back. That's a bad team. You need someone on your staff to say, hey, no, just wait a week. We're fine. You can't do that now. But that's an unforced error. But he's got time. You got to dump some of those people though. He ain't going to make it with this crew. He ain't going to win the presidency. That's for sure. Now, get to the emails that I never even got to there. But first, let's make sure you're protected. Personally protected. I don't need to explain to you that mental health is going to go downhill for a while now. That happens with financial downturns for a variety of reasons, substance abuse problems. It's nuts out there right now. Mental health is going to go downhill. Therefore, violent crime is going to go up. People get angry and desperate. Does the person you love the most, wife, husband, daughter, son, grandma, do they own a Hero Arrow yet? You know the Hero Arrow on top of the pepper gel, non-lethal, the pepper gel it shoots has a 120 decibel alarm. It's ear piercing. And trust me, I know because I set it off in the kitchen before I knew what it was. That alone can save your life. Hero2020.com code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And again, we are busy doing a lot of things tonight. We're talking about the disaster of everything. We're accusing Chris of being on pot, especially now. He just got done playing Mary Jane. And then that song, I don't even know what song that was, but I definitely heard something about green grass and high clouds. And you'll have to forgive me, Chris, if I don't think he's talking about mowing the lawn on a cloudy day. So look, hey, I'm not saying we're going to have a pee test here in the office, but I'm also not saying we're not, because obviously somebody needs some cleanup in his personal life right now. It's the Jesse Kelly Show. I am excited. Excited to get to some emails. Oh, great Biden twin. That's not nice. On Tuesday's show, you said Chris was gone, but you kept referring to him throughout the show. So either your mind is as gone as Biden's, or he's a figment of your imagination. Ha ha ha, I love the show. No. Chris works in this little nerd room of computers and stuff like that, right beside Michael, who works in the same nerd room. Sometimes Chris has to go do something, which I think we can all agree Chris is going to smoke a joint. But when Chris has to go do something like smoke weed or use the bathroom, Michael will occasionally have to step in and take over. That's why Michael's songs are more rock music based, and Chris's songs all seem to be about drugs. Dr. Jesse, why does my Mexican dime laugh every time I complain about how corrupt our government is? This is the thing that has hit me a lot lately. We talk, by the way, I have no idea what the next email is going to say. I flipped the stack over. We're going oldest to newest. We in America, we've talked about this before on the show. We've for so long looked down on other countries as being crazy, corrupt places because they have been. They're crazy and corrupt. And we were always, it's not that we were ever clean. America's been corrupt too, but we weren't that. We weren't that. And now as we slowly become that, that sucks. How many times, I can't count how many times I've blasted people like Vladimir Putin for having political prisoners. He'll take his opponents and he'll have them arrested. We have political prisoners in this country who've been rotting in jail for 2 years now. There's no question. They're in jail because they're the political enemies of the current regime. How could I ever sit here with a straight face and make fun of Vladimir Putin anymore? That reminds me, I miss Maria.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
Conventional war with Russia.
Listen. Thank you.
After all this time, it's still funny. I can't get over it. All right, Chris, that's it. Enough.
But my focus is just stay focused.
That's my focus is staying focused. So back to the emails. Dr. Deleterious Frontman, why have guys stopped shaking hands whenever we meet up? We've adopted a thumb-gripped chest-pumping greeting that makes me feel like we're at a frat party. Do you keep it conventional? Or go for the sup, bro. I'm a handshake man. I'll tell you, I don't take pride in a lot of things, but I do take pride in whenever my sons get a compliment. I think I already told you this, but when my boys now, because I've taught them over and over again, shake hands firmly, speak up, look people in the eye, they'll get compliments on that now, and it makes me feel good. I'm a handshaker, but I'm also a hugger. Depending on how well we know each other, if we're boys, I'll hug for sure. Even dimes, if we know each other, I'll hug. But no matter what, I'm a handshaker. I really, really don't enjoy the fist bump age that came about with COVID when everyone became a big sissy when it came to germs. That's not for me. This country was better when men shook hands. Maybe there's a parallel between men stopping shaking hands and men's testosterone levels free falling. There has to be. There has to be. As soon as men stop shaking hands firmly and looking people in the eye and speaking up like a man, maybe it's because their T levels were in free fall. Because whenever I get some dude whose hand I shake and it feels like some limp little minnow, and I get it's nice to meet you, Jesse. You know what I think? Get some chalk in your body, dude. What's wrong with you? Here, let me. You know what I need to start doing, Chris? I wonder if chalk has any of these. I need a belt, like a tool belt. Only this tool belt. No, hear me out, Chris. You don't know what I'm going to say. This tool belt has a male vitality stack, a dispenser right there in it. And I just want all three, because there's three things in the male vitality stack. I want all three things that I can press a button or something like that. And beep, 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 beep. They're all three in my hands. So the next time I get a handshake like that, I boop, boop, boop. Here, sir, you really need these. This is a male vitality snack. I want you to do me a favor. Go snort this. By the way, don't snort your male vitality snack. I want you to go snort this and then come back and shake my hand. And we're going to see if we can't get you to buck up a little bit. All right? You, fellas, I don't ever want you to shake hands like a limp-wristed little girl. Therefore, I want you to get on a male vitality stack from Chalk so you never become a limp-wristed little girl. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off the subscriptions. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Jesse, I watched you on the first TV last night. I got to admit, I was impressed that you stayed on topic throughout the entire show. There must be a script. That's not nice. I drive for a living. I listen to the show every afternoon. 3 hours of fun with some information thrown in makes the day a little better. Keep up the good work and try to stay on topic.
But my focus is just stay focused.
TV is different. It is different. No, there's no script. You should know. I don't have any. There's no script. There's no teleprompter. They actually asked me when I renewed my contract because my show's on the first TV. You can watch it on DirecTV on channel 357, by the way. It's on every night at 9 p.m. Eastern time as soon as this show's over. But I don't have a teleprompter for TV. Maybe I should get one. They offered me one when I renewed my contract. They're like, hey, do you want a teleprompter or something? Because a lot of people, most people on TV use one. I kind of like to just freewheel it a little bit. So I said, no, I don't want any kind of a teleprompter. And I kind of feel like, in hindsight, thinking back on that conversation, that maybe they wanted me to have one. And because they did ask a couple times, and I kept being like, no, I'm good. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. So that's not good. All right. The Air Force is against Republicans. Big surprise. Hang on. I'll explain.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, was that song about weed too? Sure sounds like it. Guess we got a little problem. It looks awfully cloudy in there, Chris. What's going on in your side of the studio? It is the Jesse Kelly Show, though. We are a very serious, focused show. And so let's dig into some actual real issues before we get back to the emails.
I'm not going to belabor this point, since it's one we've made 1,000 times, but the headline out of Politico is Air Force IDs two new GOP candidates whose military records were improperly released. I won't go into all the boring details of who this happened to, but there were seven, I believe, GOP candidates. I may be wrong on that number, but I think I'm right. Seven GOP candidates who were running for Congress in the midterms. One of them, you know what? I'm not even going to give out her name. It's easy to look up, but I've met her. She's a wonderful person. I don't want her to go through everything again. One of them even had a horrible assault situation happen to her while in the Air Force. Obviously not something she wanted to broadcast or relive, but people within the Air Force were releasing the Air Force, the military records to a Democrat front group on these people. And the Democrat front group would go on to blast these people and use the information they were never allowed to have. I don't have anything to say to this because this is something you already know. It's something I already know. The communist believes in using his power. We have such a difficult time understanding and accepting that on the right, and understanding that we too are going to have to use power if we're going to win. For you, if you were in support, you were in the Air Force, well, I guess all the Air Force is support, but if you were in support and you're in the Air Force and you would be taking care of the records of people who were getting in the Air Force and then getting out of the Air Force and doing various things, it would never in a million years occur to you to see a Democrat running for office. And if you had access to their military records, have access to those records, it would never occur to you to run to some Republican PAC or Republican front group and illegally hand over the records to them. That would just, it would never even enter your mind. Of course it wouldn't, and it shouldn't. I'm glad you're not that kind of person. But what we do have to do is we do have to understand it would never occur to them to not do that. The only point of having a position, whatever the position is, the only point of having it is to use the power you have to destroy your political enemies. That's how these people think. And yet our side seems to be blindsided by this all the time. I mean, look, the Trump indictment, as we brought up before, it's the best example, not the indictment, the response to the indictment. Because you know what the GOP did? Everyone from Ron DeSantis to congressmen to everybody, you know what they all did? All of them. They all went into the camera and they said, he lets violent criminals go free, but he arrests Donald Trump for this little thing. Well, yeah. That's why he's there. His whole existence, Alvin Bragg, DA of New York, his whole life has been training for this moment. To be in a position of power and use it on his political enemies. There's an exchange out there right now. I actually don't have it. I will get it. Let me figure out where it is. It's an exchange from today between John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, and some woman who's trying to, she's a judge trying to get on the high court. John Kennedy asks her questions, basic questions, stuff anyone would know about the Constitution. And I want you to listen to this. You have it, Chris? You have it? All right. I want you to listen to this. Listen to how lost this person is.
Tell me how you analyze a Brady motion.
How I analyze a Brady motion?
Yes.
Senator, in my 4.5 years on the bench, don't believe I've had the occasion to address a Brady motion in my career.
Do you know what a Brady motion is?
Senator, In my time on the bench, I've not had occasion to address that, and so it's not coming to mind at the moment what a Brady motion is.
Do you recall the U.S.
Supreme Yeah, this Court one, this one actually fits fine. It's not the one I was talking about, Chris. I dropped it on you impromptu. The one I'm talking about is a similar one. It's from today. He's asking this woman about Article 2 of the Constitution and Article 5, but actually the one he played works just fine. How are you, and if you're not a lawyer, just understand that that's something you would know, and you would definitely know it if you're a judge and wanting to sit on the high court. So why doesn't he know what a Brady motion is? Well, he's not there to talk about the Constitution. He's not there to know things. Oh, you have the other one, Chris? Play it.
Judge, on the far end. Tell me what Article 5 of the Constitution does.
Article 5 is not coming to mind at the moment.
Okay. How about Article 2?
Neither is Article 2.
Okay.
That's it goes on and on. But the point is, when you look at that video, it's so tempting to make fun of them, and we should, but it's tempting to dismiss them. Look at this idiot! It's not that she's an idiot. She's not that, I mean, she may be an idiot. She's not there to know the Constitution. You know the Constitution because you care about the Constitution. You care about your country. She's not there for any of those things. Frankly, she thinks those things that you care about are ridiculous and evil. She's there to smash her political opponents. Article 2? What? I don't know. Isn't there a Republican I can persecute somewhere? That's how these people think, man. It's how they think. It's not that they're dumb. It's that they have an entirely different mission. And we act as if they're misinformed or hypocrites or dumb. They have a totally different mission than we do. Dear Dr. Jesse, looking for an anti-communist Christian dime. Where does everyone write me about this? Like, I've got a whole host of them sitting here in the studio. Anyway, where does a fella find one like that these days? Seems like all the women my age, he said 24, are exactly the opposite. Thanks. It says I can say his name. His name's RJ. All right. Listen. For you dimes who email me that, I can't find a dude, and you dudes who email me that, I want to be clear. I do sympathize because the country has changed so rapidly that the pool of people you would want to marry and make a bunch of babies with, it is shrinking. And I pity you. If you're 24 today, it's got to be difficult finding some dime chick who isn't a nutball. And if you're a chick, it's got to be very difficult finding some dude who's actually a man and will stand up for himself and believes. I sympathize, all right? I do sympathize. But if I can offer a word of encouragement, it may even be total crap, but it feels right to say it, so I'm just going to say it. You know, you've only got to hit once. You're only 24. Just because you haven't hit yet, it's not like you got to hit a bunch. You're not Hunter Biden. You've only got to hit one to what, Chris? Sorry, it was right there. It was right there. You've only got to hit one time. Fellas, you will find a woman who is a good woman. You will. Who wants to care for you and your children and support you. Ladies, you will find a dude who wants to take care of you and provide for you. You will. It just, you've only got to hit one time. All right? Fellas, you'll find a woman who doesn't want to murder the baby you make with her. That'll be quite a relief these days. Maybe, if you're lucky, hey, you know what we should do? We should reach out to preborn, Chris. I know they're busy saving lives and things like that and doing God's work, but maybe preborn should start a little side service of dating. And here's what I mean. If you go to preborn and you give $28, as you already know, you're saving a baby's life. That's the life of a baby. A mother is going to have an abortion. She's seeking it out. Preborn finds her and gives her a free ultrasound. It costs them $28, so that's why we give them $28. But think about how many solid dudes and dimes there are on preborn's donor list, Chris.
That's the kid. What, Chris? Maybe what we need is t-shirts that say, I donated to preborn, and we focus on giving them to singles out there. Because if he's donating to preborn, ladies, you got yourselves a keeper. Fellas, if she's donating to preborn instead of murdering her baby, you might just have something on your hands. Either way, go give to preborn. It might land you a date. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give today. All right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Speaking of kids, looks like there's a whole new word for pedophilia out there. Huh, that's pretty much the grossest thing I've ever read. I'll tell you in a second.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Again, it's me here. It's Jewish producer Chris here, also known apparently as Jerry Garcia. We will just leave that alone for now. Now we've moved on to Pink Floyd, huh, Chris? Huh? I guess it is what it is. Anyway, I'm going to play a prediction of mine I made a while ago, and then I'm going to read you a headline. But I do want to... I don't think that this is going to be a comfort, but maybe it is. I take comfort in it, so maybe it is a comfort. I do want to comfort you with something, and actually I'm stealing this from one of my friends, Mike Slater. He works with me at the First TV. He has a podcast, actually, that's really, really good, called Politics by Faith, kind of like a biblical perspective thing. Chris, you wouldn't like it. It's Old and New Testament, but either way, it's very, very good. But I was talking to Mike on my TV show one time, and we were talking about all this kind of, all the endless filth, all the LGBTQ, all the endless crap out there filling up our society. And I was just going off on it. I was saying, this is enough. It's got to stop. And he said, Jesse, you know, all those commandments in the Old Testament about, hey, don't do this and don't do that and don't sleep with this and don't sleep with animals and stuff like that. And I said, yeah, how's this making me feel better? And he said, you know why they had to put that in there? And I said, no. And he said, 'cause people were doing it. Back then, all the way back then, thousands of years ago, they were dealing with this crap. It's just part of the evil human nature. It is what it is. All right. So just don't think, yes, it's all ramped up now. And it's getting, as we become a late stage republic, it's catching hold here more and more. So it's getting worse, but don't think that this is going to be our own unique situation and no one else has ever had to deal with it. But anyway, May of last year, I said this. When societies begin to degrade morally like this, they don't just reverse themselves without a major shock factor of some kind of dictator taking over or the country collapsing or something like that. Mark my words. Chris, go ahead and write this down. Mark my words. As sick as this is, within 10 years, pedophilia and bestiality will have moved into the mainstream in this country. They will be things that are openly promoted on the news. And you can vomit in the trash can and say I'm wrong. You know I'm right. It is a fact. That's the way it goes. Headline. Historian calls pedophilia... Oh, my gosh. Historian calls pedophilia intergenerational sex. And refuses to describe the, I don't even want to read the rest of this headline. It's the assault of a 10-year-old boy, refused to call it abuse. I'm not even reading the headline anymore. I'm moving on. I'm so grossed out by this stuff, man. And I'm so dumbfounded how much it's taken hold and how fast it's taken hold. Doesn't it feel like we were kind of normal 15 minutes ago? It does, doesn't it? I feel like we were fairly normal. Now, this is a state senator in Nebraska filibustering. Why is this hag filibustering? She's filibustering. Her name is Michaela Kavanaugh, by the way. She's filibustering because she wants children to be able to have transgender surgeries. She wants children, boys, to be able to just chop their penises off and call themselves girls. She wants, you know what, I'm not even going to go into what happens to the girls. I know kids are listening, and it's just so, it's too much, man. But here it is.
This is a genocide. This is an assault on a population of people because they are different from you. But if this legislature collectively decides that legislating hate against children is our priority, then I am going to make it painful. Painful for everyone. Because if you want to inflict pain upon our children, I am going to inflict pain upon this body. You cannot stop me. I will not be stopped.
Chris said, how do they even get that twisted? Brother, I will be honest with you. I try to be a student of human nature. I find human nature fascinating. I don't know. But there is a religious component to it. Like we talked about before, we brought this up before a long time on the show, that the Aztecs, I pick on them all the time because they're horrible, but this has been a common thing throughout history. The Aztecs, they would take children and they would not only kill them, they would torture them beforehand to make sure they cried because they thought it's what one of the gods wanted. And then they would sacrifice a child, man, a child. And I read these stories and I think to myself, how could you get that twisted? Exactly what Chris just said to me. How in the world could you ever get to the place where you're carving up a child and think you're the good guy? And man, I don't know, but that's where we are. All I know is we better protect these kids, man. Yeah, Lee. Let's get to some other. You know what? You know what we need? I'll tell you what we need. We need a cleanse. I need a cleanse.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandido. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
All right. I realize we probably haven't been as on top of the whole email clean out thing as I wanted to be, really. We've been a little bit lax in that. But since the only other major thing I wanted to address was the takeover of country music, I thought probably it would be a good time to go and dig into that a little bit. So let's start with our clean out process. Consider this a clean out. Consider this dysentery for the show, Chris. What? You know what? In hindsight, that wasn't actually probably a great way to put that. But we're going with it's dysentery time here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to dysentery, let me tell you something about you. Your portfolio is crap. Get it? The connection between the... Don't you understand? Whatever, Chris, you're stupid. Anyway, you should be investing in real estate right now. You know that? You should really be investing in real estate right now. You can touch it. You can feel it. Experts out there, they don't get their clock cleaned in real estate. You know how long Done For You Real Estate has been doing this? They find you the best properties. They vet them. They get you the financing. They even handle the closing. They handle the rental. You don't do anything but pony up the cash. So while you sit and watch everybody else's portfolio free fall for the next 5 years, why don't you build up a portfolio of homes in real estate? You understand that at the end of the next 5 years, if you work with Done For You Real Estate, you could be set up for life, maybe? Go to doneforyoujesse.com. These are the things they're doing for people. Doneforyoujesse.com. They handle all of it. They handle everything. You get to sit back and collect checks. Does that sound nice? I like collecting checks. We all know Chris loves collecting checks. Doneforyoujesse.com, right? We'll address the disaster that is country music and then email dysentery time. Hang on.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.